Sechta Sanhedrin, Daphne Vav, two lines in the bottom of Daphne Hainu Beis, and a Mishnah on Daphne Gimel Menalv, the Mishnah stated Edelhain on his skull, and then it continued to list 18 of those that are Chayiv Skila. And our Mishnah now continues and discusses Megadev, which is a Mekalos Hashem, and the Mishnah states, HaMegadev in Chayiv, Achi Farishes Hashem, that someone that's Mekalos Hashem is not going to be Chayiv Misa until he actually specifies the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains, Avim Lehoitzi Shem Mepiv, but if he doesn't actually say out the name of Hashem with his mouth, El Shamash Shem Yetzim Piacha, Ubarchoi Pata, but if he heard someone else say the name of Hashem, then he cursed Hashem, but without saying Hashem's name, then although certainly it may be Asa, but he will not be Chayim Isa. And let's keep in mind that in the Gemara Masechtas Krisis, this is machlek is between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva as to the definition of Megadif, and the Chacham hold that Megadif is Mevarchas Hashem, where Rabbi Kiva held Megadif is Oivet Avidizara, and our Mishnah is going like Tashita. And let's keep in mind that there's a machlekes rishonim as to what name Vakadosh Baruch Hu someone has to use in order to be Chayim Misa. And the Rambam as well as other rishonim say that the only way that you'll be Chayim Misa is either if you use the Shem of Yukrit Vavkei or the Shem of Adnas, but not if you use any other Shem. And the Yad Ramah holds that the only way you'll be Chayiv is if you curse the name of Vakadosh Baruch Hu using Yudkei Vavkei. And the Mishnah continues, Omer Bishua ben Karcher, and we continue on Daphne Vavam Nalav, Bechol Yoim Donis Eidim Bekinoi Yaku. Although certainly Edom have to testify regarding what this person said and how to makalos Hashem, but l'maisa we don't want them to say out that Kodesh Baruch Hu's name should be cursed. And therefore, when the Edom testified and when Bezin spoke about the testimony, then they wouldn't use the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and instead they would use a kinoy or a replacement or a substitution for the name of Hashem, and they would say that the person said Yaku Yosi Yosi. And Rashi explains that the reason why they use the term Yosi is because it also has four letters, just like the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi says, the Ein Chayiv El Hashem HaMiyuchad, Dahinu Shem Ben Avar Isis. And then Rashi is bothered, so why do we use the term Yasi, and we could have used any name that has four letters? And Rashi states, Mashum Nechashbeinu Shel Yasi, Kechashbeinu Shel Alekim, as the gematria of Yasi and Alekim are both 86. And Rashi explains, L'hochi Nokad Yakeh Zeh Azeh, the Afilon Kamon, the Ein Chayiv HaShiyah Varech Shem B'Shem. And as we will learn later on, that in order to be Chayiv Misa, you'll have to be Mevorach as Hashem by saying Yaku Hashem as Hashem. And the Mishnah continues, Nigmadin, but once they have a Gemadin, they would not kill the person just based on their Edim saying that a person said Yaku Yasi Yasi Yasi, but they would remove everyone out of Bezdin, and the only one that would remain in Bezdin is Bezdin themselves, as well as the Edim and the Baladin. And Shalom Sagadosh Abinayan, and they ask the Mochosh of one of the Edim, and they say to him, you should say out exactly what you heard from this person, and you should actually say that he said Yak Hashem as Hashem. At that point, the Eid actually says out explicitly what the person said and how he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Onim hear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being cursed, even though he was just repeating the curse that was said over, they get up on their feet and they rip their begadim, and they would never repair that beged. And the second aid says that I also heard exactly what the first aid said. And if there's a third aid, then he would also say that I also heard exactly like the first aid testified, but the second and third aidim would not actually have to say that this person said Yaka Hashem as Hashem. And Ayin Rashi, Elamitzin Sakala Adam Lachotz, the Gnayu Lashmiya Birchas Hashem Larabim. And Rashi says that the second and third aidim would say Afani Shemati Kamaru, Vein Tzorch Lachsel Haske Birchas Hashem. And it's Mashmi Rashi that potentially if they want to say it, they would be able to say the Shem Hashem again. Ayin Diad Ramah points out that the reason why they use the term Yasi is because it has four letters, and three of the four letters are the exact same letters as Yudkei Vavkei. Then brings from the Yerushalmi that we specifically use the word Yasi as Yud Vav and Yud equals 26, which is the exact gematria of Yudkei Vavkei, and the Samach is like a Lashon of Simen, and this is a Simen for Yudkei Vavkei. And Ayin Amirhu points out that the reason why a Mishnah tells us that once it's the Gemara Din, then we had to make sure that the Edom actually say exactly what they said, and they would actually say the actual curse of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoktim Iri, Shema Kach Hoyu Kamoy Shema Edom, as otherwise the Baal Din could say that it's true that I said Yaku Yaisi Yaisi, but I never said Yaku Hashem Es Hashem, and therefore how can you be Mechayim Mimisa? And as he states, Umetech Sina Amrukach, and the Edom said to themselves that even if this person will be killed based on a testimony, but the Maisa we didn't learn, lie, as it's true that he said Yaku Yasi Hasesi, even though he never really cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our Gemara begins, the Mishnah stated that it would have to say that Yaku Yasi Hasesi, and the Gemara brings a Brisa, a ton of we learned a Brisa, Achi Baruch Shem B'Shem, that the only way that someone is Chayim Nisa is if they curse the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin Rashi brings two examples, Shem B'Shem could go in Yaku Pliny as Pliny, or Yikal Shem Pliny as Shem Pliny. And the Gemara continues, Minani Mili, what is the Makar for this din? And Amma Shmuel explains the Amakra, as the Pasuk and Pashas Emma states, V'nekiv Shem HaShem, Mois Yumas, Regoim Yigam Uyboi, Kol Eidok, Hager Ka'ezrach, V'nokvoi Shem Yumas, and as Rashi states, L'hachi HaHadri, B'hai Kra, Leim L'cha, Ad Sheyikav Shem B'Shem, and that's why, two times in this Pasuk, the Pasuk uses the term of Nekiv, and the Gemara continues, B'mai Dehai Nekiv, Lishn Nevuchayu, that how do we know that this Lashon of Nekiv is a Lashon of a Klala? And Rashi learns that the next few lines are part of the question, as the Gemara states that if you're going to tell me, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk and Pashas Balak tells us, that Bilam stated, Ma Ekev loy Kobay Kael, Ma Ezaim loy Zahim Hashem, and we see that the Lashon of Akev or Kavai refers to a Klala, Vazuasa Mehacha, and the Azorah for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in Pashas Mishpatim, as the Torah tells us, Elikim loy Sekalel, Venasi Ba'am Chalei Sar, and the word Elikim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well to a dayin. However, the Gemara asks, "Ve'ima mivrizhu," but maybe it means that you can't pierce the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't destroy the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chsiv, as the pasuk states in Malachim Beis, "Vayikach yoyod akoyin aruin echad, vayikav chor bedaltoi, vayitain oisa etzal mizbech miyamin bevoy ish beis Hashem, v'nasu sham akoyinim shemay esaf es kol kesav amuvi beis Hashem." And we see that the lashon vayikav could refer to making a hole in something, vazurasa mehacha, and the azara for destroying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from the Pasuk and Pashas Ekev that states, V'netastem es mizbechoysam, v'shibatem es masaveysam, v'ashureim tisrufum be'esh, u'psile Eloheim tegadeon, v'yibatem eshmam min ha'makam ahu. Although there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, however the Pasuk continues and states, Lo'isasim kein la'shem le'keichem, and there's an issa to destroy the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since we find that Zarah, so maybe when the Pasuk states in Pashas Emma, V'nekiv Shem HaShem, Mois Yumas, is not referring to cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's referring to destroying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi explains, Mivrash Lei Lutrav Sakin Lidko Neka B'Shem HaKosu B'Klaf, and the Gemara responds, Be'inan Shem B'Shem V'Leka, that since we saw the Pasuk use the double Lashon of a Nekev Shem and B'Nakvei Shem, so therefore we learned that it has to be that something happened with one name against the other name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so certainly that can't be referring to destroying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it must be referring to cursing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we stated in the Braisa, Ad Sheyivarech Shem B'Shem, and as Rashi says, Be'inan Shem B'Shem Kidyav La'el Uven However, the Gemara continues and asks, that maybe the Pasuk is telling us that we can't take two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and place one on top of the other and then take a knife and pierce them both, as that would be Noikiv Shem B'Shem. However, the Gemara states, that's not being Noikiv Shem B'Shem. Instead, you're piercing one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then piercing the second name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Gemara continues and asks, that maybe you will miss in the Torah is that if someone goes and writes the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a knife or on a spear and then pierces another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's piercing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe that's what the Torah refers to when it states V'nekiv Shem HaShem, and then it states B'nakvu Shem Yumas, and the Gemara explains that although the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was written on the spear or on the knife, however, ultimately it's the spear or the knife that's piercing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not piercing another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore certainly when the Torah tells us V'nekiv Hashem Hashem Mois Yumas, and it states B'nakvu Shem, and we learned that it has to be Ad Sheyivarech Shem B'Shem, then it must be referring to cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly in that case it's possible to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with his name, and as the Mishnah brought Yaku Yasi Yasi, or as Rashi brought Yikal Shem Pliny Hashem Pliny. Before we continue, let's point out that although in our Mishnah we explain that when you curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to use the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei or the Lashon of Adnis. However, when you say Yaku Yosi Esesi, the Rambam holds that the first Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're using that name to curse the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be any of the Zayin Shemesh She'inim Nimchakim and doesn't specifically have to be the Shemim Yochud. However, I and other Rishayim who are Chaylik and hold that even the name that you use in order to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the Shemim Yochud. And the Gemara continues that how do we know that when the Pasuk states V'nekev Shem Hashem Mois Yumas, that is referring to be Mekalas Hashem, but Ema Purush Yishmehu, but maybe it's actually referring to explicating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says, Bais Yisav U'Purushah, by reading the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it's written as Yud Kei Vav Kei and not as we pronounce it of Adnos, and as the Pasuk states, Zeh Shemi La'ilam V'zeh Zichru L'dar V'dar, and we see that the Lashon of V'nekev Shem can mean that someone says out person's name or explains it as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashto B'Midbar states, V'yikach Moshe V'Aaron Es HaNosha Me'ila Ash Nikvu B'Shemos, and even though we have a klal that the only way someone could be Chai Misa is only if the Torah says an Einish but also brings an Azara V'Azaras Me'Hacha, and there is an Azara in the Torah, as the Pasuk states in Pashto V'Eschanon, Es HaShem L'Kachatira Eisei Savoy D'Boy Tidbak U'V'Shmoy T'Shavea, and the Gemara brings two answers. Chada number one, D'Be'ina Shem B'Shem V'Leka, as there's no way to explain how you're going to be Noikev Shem B'Shem when you explain that the word Noikev refers to Purush Yishmei, and number two, V'Oid Havilei Azara Sasei, that the Azara that you brought of Es HaShem L'Kachatira is only Nasei, V'Azara Sasei Loishmei Azara, and Azara of Nasei is not considered a good enough Azara in order to be Mechayev Sol Misa. And finally, the Gemara tells us, V'Yisema, or I could explain, as Amakra, as the Pasuk at the end of Pashas Emor states, V'Yikoy Ben Ha'ish Yisrael Ses Hashem, V'Yikalal, V'Yaviyo Yisrael Moshe, V'Shem Imoy, Shleimis Bastivri L'mate Don, and we see that this Pasuk used Lashon V'Yikoy, as well as Lashon V'Yikalal, L'memer, the Nekev Klalu, and this teaches us that the Lashon Nekev is Lashon Klalah, and therefore the Torah tells us, V'Nekev Shem Hashem, Moisumas, it must be referring to someone is being Mekalas Hashem. And the Gemara continues that maybe the Lashon Vayikayiv is Lashon Purushay and Vidilma Adda Avitabayu, and maybe the Torah is telling us that this person that was Mekalas Hashem was also Purushay Kamefarish, and that's why he was Chayim Misa, and the only way that someone will be Chayim Misa is if they're actually Mekalas Hashem and they're also Purushay Kamefarish, and as Rashi says, Tavayu Purushay Buchay Ubichod Eloy Mechayiv. However, the Gemara explains, Loy Sakadaitach, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk continues in Pashas Bahar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoitzias and Makalam, Chutzla Machna, Vesamchu Kol Shem, Mesidim al Reshai, Rugbo Isa Kolaida, and we see that the Torah is Machayivim because he was Makalas Hashem, and Beloik Siv, Hoitzis had Nekiv Vamakalal, Shema Mina Chodihi, and since the Torah doesn't say they should take out the person that was Nekiv Hashem and Makalas Hashem, so therefore we see that he actually only did one Issa, and he was Makalas Hashem, and that is why he was Chayiv Skila, and as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Emma, Vinekiv Shem Hashem, Moisumas, and therefore clearly the Lashon V'Nekev is referring to someone that's Mekalas Hashem, and the Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk in Pashas Emma, but again Mekalas Hashem, as Tan Rabbanan we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, Del B'nei Yisrael T'dabalema Ish Ish Ki Kalal Kav V'Nasa Chetai, and really the Torah only had to say the Lashon Ish one time, and Ish Matayim Alema Ish Ish, and therefore why did the Torah use the double Lashon of Ish Ish, L'Rabbis L'Ev D'Chavim Shemuzaran Al Bichas Hashem Ki Yisrael, that the Torah is teaching us that if a Goy is Mekalas Hashem, he would be Chayim Misa. However, although if a Ben Yisrael is Mekalas Hashem, is Chayim Skila, however, a Goy that's Mekalas Hashem, in a Rogan El Besayef, he will be Chayim Sayef or Herig, Shekol Misa Amur B'nei Noyach in El Besayef, as any Misa that speaks about B'negei B'nei Noyach is always referring to Sayef. And Rashi brings this based on a Pasuk in Pashas Noyach that states, Shevch Dam Adam B'Adam Dam Yishafech Ki B'Tzelem Elikim Asas Adam. And Rashi says that since we only find the Misa of Saif ben Egeo ben Noyach, therefore all Misa's are with Saif, and as Rashi says, Umisa Acheres lehuskur behem. The Gemara continues, V'ha mehochar nafka, mehosam nafka, and l'chir, how can you say that we learned a din that a goy will be chayiv for Birchas Hashem from this Pasuk, if we already learned it from the Pasuk in Pashas Bereishis, as the Braisa teaches us that when the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Bereishis, V'yitzav Hashem alakim ala adam lemar, mikol itzagon achreel teichel, and as we will see a bit later, that from the word Hashem, we learn out Zubirs Hashem, this refers to an Issa of cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara responds, Amabisuch Nafcha Loi Nisucha El Rabbis HaSekunin that Ein HaChinami, the Pasuk in Pashas Emma teaches us that Ben Neich is Chayiv on a Kinyan Hashem as well, and not only if he curses the name of Hashem itself, and not only if he curses the Shem Yuchud, and Rashi explains that whereas in Pashas Bereishis we learn out from the word Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei and a Lashon Adnos, and therefore the Issa of Birs Hashem for a Goy or for Ben Noyach would only be if he's Mevarach Hashem and he curses the name of Yudke Vavke or Adnis. However, since the Pasuk in Pasha Emma states, Vel b'nei Yisrael t'dab alema, ish ishki kal alakav v'nasachatai, so the Lashon alakav refers to any of the names HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi is bothered alakhir in Pasha Bereshis, the Torah states, Vayitzav Hashem alakim ala Adam lema, and the Pasuk also uses Lashon alakim. However, Rashi states that a bit later we will see in the Braisa that we learn the Issa of Edezara from the Lashon of alakim, and therefore the word alakim is not extra, and we can't use it to teach us the Din of Mekalas Hashem. Now keep in mind that when we learned the Mishnah, we stated the only time that Yisrael is chayiv for being Mevarech Hashem is only if he uses the Lashon Adnis or the Lashon of Yudkei Vavkei. Therefore, how could Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha state that there would be an Issa if a person curses any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? However, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha continues, Valib Rameya, and this is going according to Shita Rameya, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, Ish Ishki Kal Al Kav V'Nasu Chatoi, Matam Aloyma, what is the Pasuk teaching us, Valik Fanem V'Nik Yishem Hashem Maisumas, and therefore why do we need a separate Pasuk? And Rameya explains, L'Fishinem V'Nik Yishem Maisumas, and since when the Pasuk states, V'Nik Yishem Hashem Maisumas, it used the Lashon of Yudkei Vavkei, so Yachal Lo Yechayiv El Hashem Yuchel Bilvad, so one would think that the only Chayiv is the Mekalas Hashem using the name of Yudkei Vavkei and the Shem HaMiyuchid, Minayin L'Rab is called Kanun, and how do you know that someone will be Chayiv even if he curses any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any of the Zayin Shem HaShein HaMchakim, Tam Leima Ishki Yikal Al-Kav Mikal Mokim Divra Meya, therefore the Torah uses Lashon Ki Yikal Al-Kav to teach us that even if you curse any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will also be Chayiv Skila. And keep in mind that the Lashon Kinui that we used in our Mishnah of Yaku Yoises Yoisi, that refers to a substitution or replacement for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when this Braisa uses the Lashon of Kinui, is referring to an actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a secondary name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the Shem HaMiyuchad. And Rashi brings three examples of Alakim, Shakai, and Tzavakais. And Ayin Rashi, Digo Maskel Ki Yikal Alakav, Dahainu Kinu, Delav Shem HaMiyuchad, V'samach Le'misa, V'noikiv Shem HaShem, Moisyumas, V'koinami Aki Yikal Alakav. The Braisa continues and brings down the Shita HaChamim that we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, the Chamimim, Al-Shem HaMiyuchad, V'misa, V'al-Kinuyim, Bazara, that the only time that someone is Mekal HaShem would be Chai Misa is only if he's Mekal the Shem HaMiyuchad. However, although certainly it's Asa to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of his other names, but the Maisi would not be Chai Misa, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha explains that when the Torah used the Lashon of Ishish, it's telling us that a guy is even Chai Van Kinuyin, just like Yisrael, and of course, as we just explained, this is going Dafka Lefi the Shita Rameya, and the Gemara continues, Upligad Rab Meisha, and this Din of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is actually being chaylik on the Din of Rab Meisha, the Amr Rab Meisha, as Rab Meisha taught us, that Ben Noach Shabir Hashem Bikinuyav L'Rabbanon Chayiv, that even though we just saw it, the Rabbanon hold that a Yisrael is not Chayiv if he curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of the Kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. However, the Torah is Machmer on a Ben Noach, and even if a Ben Noach curses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of the Kinuyim, then you'd be Chayiv Misa. And my timer, and what is the Makar, as the Amakra and the Pasuk and Pasha Emma states, V'nekiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yumas, Ragay Miyagamu Bay Kola Eda, Kager Ka Ezrach, B'nokvi Shem Yumas, and why would the Torah have to tell us that the Ger and the Ezrach have the same dinam as the Maisa that both Yisraelim, and certainly the Bichai Misa, and therefore it's teaching us, Ger Ve Ezrach, Hudabinam, B'nokvi Shem, that the only time the Torah stated that the only way you're going to be Chai Misa by Mekalas Hashem is if someone curses the Shem HaMiyuchad is only by a regular Yisrael or a Get Zed. However, if a guy curses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even if he doesn't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem HaMiyuchad and he uses a kinui to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would still be Chayim Misa. The Issa of Kinui Hashem B'negei Agai is even more stringent and more chamor than if a Ben Yisrael will curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues, Rameya, Hai Kager Ka Ezrach Mai Ovidlei, the Lachair coined Rameya that learned that there's no difference between a guy and a Ben Yisrael, and both a guy or a Ben Yisrael will be Chayim Misa if they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the Shem HaMiyuchad or a Kinoi. If so, what does he do with the words Kager Ka Ezrach? And the Gemara explains, Ger Ba Ezrach B'Skila, Aval Yilchom B'Sayev, the Pasuk is teaching us that the only one that will be Chayev Skila if they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yisrael or a Get Tzedek. However, a Goy that curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be Chayev Skila and will be Chayev Sayev, as Salkadet Chemino Hil V'Srabu V'Srabu Kamash Blon, as one may have thought that since we're Marbor Goy, that he has the same din as Ben Yisrael, so maybe even Ben the Misa, he would also have the same dinner of Yisrael and it would be Chayiv Skila, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Kager Ka Ezrach, that the only time that we said that Yichayiv Skila is only by Yisrael or Get Tzedek and not by a Goy. And finally, the Gemara continues and asks, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Libet Rabbanon, Hai Kager Ka Ezrach, my Ovidlei, that L'chayr according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that brought down the sheet of the Chachamim, and L'fid HaChachamim, there is no chil between a Goy and Yisrael. Both Yisrael and a Goy are only chayv, they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem HaMiuchid, and they will not be chayv Misa, they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu using a kinui, or the Zion Shem, a Sheinim Chokin, and if so, why does the Torah use the term Kager Ke'ezrach, when it tells us that someone curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayv Misa Skila, and Rashi points out, Ilum Atinu Meskila Le'Yitzrach, and if you're going to tell me that these words are teaching us that a Goy is not chayv Skila, and instead is chayv Sayif, but that would not be valid, as the Mehechi Tesei Halei Yisrael B'hai Pashsa, the Maisa, we don't learn the din of a Goy from the din of Yisrael at all, and therefore how do you know to compare them as the Bishleim L'Rameya, Sakat HaChemina, Hoyle V'Yisrabi Yisrabi, as at least according to Rameya, since we learn a dinim of a Goy from Yisrael, so we might think that a Goy would be Chayiv Skila, however, since Lefid Rabbanon, we're not learning a Goy from Yisrael, so what would be a Havmina to think that the Goy would be Chayiv Skila? And the Gemara explains, Ger V'Ezrach Hu Debi'in Hashem B'Shem, Avol Evichavim Lo that in the Chanami, the Pasuk is telling us, V'neikiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yumas, Raga Miyugamu, Bay Kala Ido, Kager Ke'ezrach, V'nakvu Shem Yumas, that it's only B'negei Yisrael, or Get Zedek, that the only Chayim Misa, if they actually were Neikiv Shem B'Shem, and for example, they said, Yaku Yaisi Yaseisi, however, this din is not applicable to a Goy, and if a Goy cursed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even if he didn't say, Yaku Yaisi Yaseisi, he would still be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to our original Braisa, as the Braisa stated that when the Pasuk states in Pasha's Emor, Ish, and we said, and the Gemara then brought down the Pasuk in Pasha's Bereshis that stated, and we saw that the Issa for Goy Kursi HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learned out from the word Hashem, which refers to Birch Hashem, and therefore there's no need to say the words Ish in Pasha's Emor. Now, certainly, according to Rameya, we did have to say the term Ish, and as the Gemara explained that Amar Bitzuk Nafcha Leinitzcha El Rabbisat Hakanuyin Valib Drameya. However, according to the Chachamim, we still have a need to explain why they need the word Ishish. And as Rashi explains, Bein Rameisha Bein Rabbitzuk Nafcha Lib Drabbanon Birch Hashem Vitzave Shilmon Kim Nafcha. The way that we know that the Goy is Chayiv if he will curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from the Pasuk and Pasuk Bereishis that states Vitzave Shilmon Kim. And according to Rameisha that says that a Goy is Chayiv Misa if he curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of the names that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even a kinui of the Shem Hashem, but he learned that from the pasuk that states Kager Ke'ezrach. And as we saw, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds that there is no difference between a Yisrael and a Goy according to Rabbanon, and even a Goy that curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the kinui of Hashem is Nachai Misa. And if so, what do they use the term Ish for? And the Gemara responds, Dibritur Kalash B'nei Adam, they don't dash on anything out of these words, and there's a cloud, Dibritur Kalash B'nei Adam. Before we continue, let's point out that the Gemara stated, Ve'in Naragan El Sayev, that the Misa for Goy that curse Hashem is Sayev, Shekal Misa Amur B'nei Neach in El Busayev, and Ayin Taptesis will come on Ikamanda Oma El Chanek, that there will be a Manda Oma that holds that a Goy that does any of the Shar Mitzvahs B'nei Neach is Chayev Chanek and not Sayev. And Taiz continues, V'hodach Siv Gabi Tomo, Hoitziu V'tisarev, Lab Mishum Dedina Hochi, that Filu Misa Lein Ischavo, Loi Bedina Dutu, V'loi Bedidon, that Lemais B'degei Tomo, we didn't give a Chanek or Sayev, instead she was about to be taken out and given straight for, the Taisus explains that really Tumah wasn't Chayiv Misa at all, not in our dinim, and not in their dinim, Uchshechmir Olel Chayiv Misa, Ki Yivomish Zinsa, and the reason why the Machmer and Ha to be Chayiv Misa is a Kmu Amisa's Bas Koyin to be straight for, Lefi Shehoisa Bita Shoshem, and even though she wasn't really Chayiv Misa, but it would be Machmer and Ha and giving her Misa, and therefore they treated her as a Bas Koyin because she was the daughter of Shem, and as we know that the Chayiv Misa for Bas Koyin, when she's Mizana is a chiyuv of Sreifa. And also, let's see the Baam Teis and Amid, Diba Masal Baal Kinuyim Bazar, Dechsiv Al Kim Leisakalal. And Teis points out, although it seems that there's only Azara Baalma, but Teis says that it will be Chayiv Karis, and when the Gemara states, Baal Kinuyim Bazara, it just means that you will not be Chayiv Mises Bezin, and instead you'll be Chayiv Karis. And as Teis states, V'hodakom Bazara, Lemute Misa, V'loi Lemute Karis. And the Gemara now continues, and since we just mentioned that one of the Isurim for Ben Noyach is to be Mekal Hashem, So Gemara now discusses the Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. At Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, and we will see that the Braisa will bring down six different Shitas, the Negeya, the Surim, and the Mitzvahs that were given to B'nei Noach. As the Tanakam holds, Shavuot Mitzvahs Nitzav B'nei Noach, there were seven Mitzvahs that were commanded to B'nei Noach, and the seven are as follows: Dinim, Ubichas Hashem, Avedizor, Gilur Raish, Fichas Dom, Vegezel, Ve'eva Menachai. And in order to remember the Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, there's a simon that there's the three big Averis, which are all Yarg Val Yava, which is of course Gilur Raish, Avedizor, and Shvichas Domim. And then the other four could be remembered by using the simon of the Aleph Beis, as Aleph stands for Eva Menachai, Beis stands for Birch Hashem, Gimel stands for Gezel, and Dalet stands for Dinim. And keep in mind, there's a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what Dinim refers to. And the Rambam holds that Dinim means they have to set up Bati Dinim in order to judge any of the Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. However, Ramban holds that the Torah was Mechayev B'nei Noach to set up courts that would make sure there was justice in the world, and they would have to make sure to set up proper Dinim for a society, and that doesn't only include the Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but that also includes and the other types of rules and regulations that will benefit society. And Rashi explains Gilur Raish that a goy has all the isurim of Gilur Raish, just like Yisrael, chutz minayim rasa, k'dechsev gavi avimelech, hincha mesal isha, ashal kachtav hi b'ulas baal. And we learn b'ulas baal yeshlem, that they only have an issa to be mezana with a full-fledged eitz zish, who already is in a sua. However, nayim rasa in lehem, ibn noich would not be over if they have a relationship with the nayim rasa. And we continue in daf nun vavim beis, and the Gemara brings the second shita, Rav Chananya ben Gamla, or some agers, Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, Omer, Afal Damanachai, that is an eighth mitzvah b'nei Noach, which is Damanachai, and the Gemara will explain these shitas in a moment. The third shita is Rav Chitka Omer, Afal Asiris, that a goy will be chayiv for being misaris, either a person or animal. Rav Shimon Omer, Afal Kishuv, and Rav Shimon says that a goy will be chayiv for Kishuv. And the Braisa continues with the fifth shita, Rabbi Yisi Omer, Kala Omer b'pashas Kishuv, or b'pashas Mechashuv, ben Noach Muzal Lov, that ben Noach is even Muzal on any other of the witchcraft that it speaks about in the Pasha of Mechashuv. And as the Pesukim state in Pasha Shaitim, Lo Yimotze B'cha, Mav ben Noach B'tar B'eish, Kaisim Kisom, Ma'in and Menachesh Mechashuv, V'choy V'chov, V'shoyal Ovi Yedoyni, V'deri Shalom Eitzim, Ki Toivis Hashem Kol Eise Eila, V'vil Glala Toivis Eila, Hashem Alakecha, Moirish Eitzim Padecha. And all of those would be included in the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And as Rabbi Yisi states, v'lei onash olam kein hizir, and it's impossible that Torah would say that a guy would have an inish unless there was an azara. And as Rashi brings down, umid anshay aleim shma mino hizaru al kulam v'lei onash olam kein hizir. And since we see that the Torah says that we got rid of these goyim because they did these terrible things, therefore it must be that they were muzar on it, and it must be that all of these are part of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And finally, we continue with the sixth shita, Rabbi Elazar imah afala klayim, that Rabbi Elazar holds that a goy is also Muzar on Klayim. However, he explains that I'm not referring to all Klayim, as Mutarim B'nei Noach Lubish Klayim or Zroya Klayim, as a B'nei Noach is Mutar to wear Klayim or to plant Klayim, Vein Asurim al Bavos Behema over Kovas Elon, and the only Issa of Klayim that is relevant to a B'nei Noach is only when they Mafia two Behemas together, or if they would graft two trees together. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the Shita of the Tanakama, as Minan immediately that has the Tanakama know that there are Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and Amr Abyechan, and Rabbi Yechon explains the Amar Kra as after the Pasuk in Pashas Bereishis in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavta states by Yoyim Elokim Hinin Nesati Lechem is Kol Eitz Zerei Zera Hashal Pnei Chol Ha'aretz Ves Kol Eitz Hashal Boi Pri Eitz Zerei Zera Lechem Yiyah Lo'achla. And then in Perek Beis Pasuk De Zayin, the Pasuk tells us by Yitzav Hashal Melokim Ala Odom Leimor Mikol Eitz Agon Echol Toichel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Odom Rishoyin Ume Eitz Hadas Toivura Loi Seichel Mimenu Ki Bi'em Echolchum Mimenu Mois Tamu. Well, the Maaseh, the Pasuk already told us that Adam could eat from all the trees in the Gan Eden, and therefore Rabbi Yechon dashes that the entire Pasuk is coming to teach us the Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, as when the Pasuk states Vayitzav Eilu Adinim, that refers to Dinim as V'cheinu Oimer, and the Pasuk in Pashas Vayeira B'negei of Rav Avinu states Ki Yidatav L'manah Sheyitzav Es Bonav Es Beisei Achrov V'shomru Derech Hashem L'asei Tzedakah U'Mishpat L'man Hevi Hashem Al Avram Isa Shadiber Alav. Therefore we see a connection between the Lashon of Tzivoy and Mishpat, which of course refers to Dinim. And the Ran points out that L'chayr, this Pasuk also speaks about Tzedakah, and Zakir Ran, And he explains that the reason why we didn't mention tzedakah is because the Gemara will tell us that we do not count anything which is a kumvasei, and tzedakah is a kumvasei. And Ayindi Agrama, who points out, behind the time of nami tzedakah, mishum dhak tzedakah dumi dumishpati, behind the pshara, that this tzedakah is not referring to actual tzedakah, and it's actually referring to pshara, which has to do with dini Torah, and kachdashinu perk kamo gabihanach kroi, as we saw in Davov. Rabbi Yechon continues that when the pasuk states Hashem, zu birchas Hashem, this refers to shev mitzvah b'nei neach of not cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and v'chinu wa'imer, and as we saw in the pasuk in Pashas Emor, that states v'nikiv shem Hashem ma'isumas, and the Torah uses lashon Hashem, and we're referring to yukei vavkei, and therefore we see the second of the shev mitzvah b'nei neach, and the Gemara continues elikim zu avedis gechavim, then when the Torah states v'yitzav Hashem elikim ala adam, elikim refers to not doing avedis zara, and v'chinu wa'imer, and as the pasuk in Pashas Yisroi in the Aseret HaDibur states Layilcha lehim achirim, and Rashi in Pashas Shmei states Elohim achirim she'in elohos, that they're not gods, elachirim asum elohim aleim, but others made them a god on them, and that's the pshat in elohim achirim, that they are man-made gods and they're not actual gods. And Rashi continues v'leitachon lefarish elohim achirim zulosi shagnayhu klapi ma'ilu lekroisim elohos atzloi dova'acha elohim achirim she'em achirim loivdeim tzoyikim aleim ve'in and the Gemara continues when the pasuk states ala adam zu shvichas damim, this refers to shvichas damim. V'chenu amen, as the pasuk pashas neich teaches shvich dam ha'adam b'adam dami yishafech ki b'tzalim alekim asas adam. And Rabbi Yechon continues with the fifth of the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei neich, as the pasuk states lema zu gili urayis, and this refers to gili urayis. V'chenu amen, and as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states lema and Ayin Tesis, who points out that although in this pasuk in Yeshaya the Navi is comparing Klai Yisrael as if they're an Isha Gusha that wants to return to the husband, and as Tesis points out, but the Maisu Rabbi Yechon bring a Raya that we see the Lashon of Lema when the pasuk speaks about Ishus. And Rabbi Yechon continued with the sixth of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Neach, Mikol Eitzagon V'loi Gezel. And Rashi explains, Mitzrich L'mishrei Lev L'hafka Loi Atzeagon, by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Adam Rishayin that it's mutter to him to eat the fruits of the trees and to be mafkid Atzeagon, Shema Mino She'in Abuvka Loi Nesaloi, and therefore it's muchach that anything that's not hafka would be also, as that would be Gezel. And finally, Rabbi Yechon brings the seventh of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Neach, as the end of the pasuk states, Achol Teichel V'loi Eiv Menach, and as Rashi explains, that the only thing you could eat are those things which are im lachila, but you shouldn't eat im lachai, and that's not im lachila. And Rashi explains, and I in the second taste of the Amid, that the Adam Rishon wasn't mutter to eat any basa, and even if it wasn't im lachai, that was only if he would kill the animal and then eat it. But if the animal would die by itself, then Adam Rishon would be able to eat that meat, and even so, he wasn't able to eat Eiv Menachai. And as Taisa states, for us lafuke Eiv Menachai, that filu nafal me'ilav asa ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that although Rabbi Yechon stated that the lashon of Vayitzav is referring to Dinim, and the lashon of Lekim is teaching us that there was an Issa of Vayitzav Kechavim, but ki asa Rabbi Yitzav Tani Ipcha, that Vayitzav zu Avedis Kechavim, the lashon of Vayitzav is referring to Avedizara, and the lashon Kim Zudinim, and the Gemara explains the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak as Bishleim Elikim Zudinim Dichsiv, as the Pasuk Mishpatim states V'nikra Bala Bayis Elohim, and we see the Lashon Elohim being used B'negei Dinei Torah and B'negei Dayonim Elavei Yitzav Zu Avei Dizara Mei Mashma. Has he noted Lashon Avei Yitzav refers to Avei Dizara? And the Gemara brings Rav Chisra Rabbi Yitzchak Bavdimi, that is Machlekes between Rav Chisra Rabbi Yitzchak Bavdimi, and Chad Amar once says that this is based on the Pasuk B'negei De Egal in Pasuk Kisisa that states Soru Mar. And therefore we see the Lashon of Tzav that is relevant to Avodah Zarah and relevant to the Egel. And V'chad Oman once said that it is based on a Pasuk in Hosea that states Ashok Ephraim Ritzus Mishpat Ki Hoyol Holach Achrei Tzav. And Rashi, four lines on the top of the Amid, explains Ashok Ephraim Yad Tzoynov, that Ephraim was oppressed by his enemies, Ritzois Mishpat, Ritzois Al Yidei Shvatav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they were crushed by the judgments of Al Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason is, Ki Hoyol Halach Achri Tzav, and as Rashi states, Mimpreshin Sratzel Lelechas Achri Tzivu Shal Nevi Abal, as they went after the commands of the Nevi Abal, and they served Avodah Zarah, and therefore we see that the Lashon Tzav refers to Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara continues that we just brought the Shittas of Chista and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Dimi as to finding a makar that the Lashon Tzav refers to Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara asks, Mai Benau, that what is the nafkamina between these two makaris, and the Gemara explains, Ikka Benau, that the nafkamina will be, Ivikacham Shas Avodah Zarah Velishtach Vela, that would a goy be Chai Misa if he only made an Avodah Zarah, but he actually did not serve that Avodah Zarah yet. Lamanda Masu, as the based on the Manda Omed, at hold that we learned this from Pashuk Kisisa, and the term in Kisisa states, Asu, that they made Avodah Zarah, and they made the eagle, so Mishasa Siyam Mechayiv, so we see that a goy would be Chai Misa, even at the time that they create the Avodah Zarah, and even if they weren't Mishtachava, and even if they didn't serve the Avodah Zarah yet. However, Lamanda Omed, Ki Hoyol Holach, Ad Azul Basra Polachla, then we see that the only time that a goy would be Chayiv is only if he actually serves the Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara continues that Amar Rava, Umik Lamanda Omed, that how could it be that there should be any man that holds that if a goy makes the avodah zarah and doesn't serve the avodah zarah, that he'd be chayiv? But Vatanya, we learned the brisa by avodah chichavim regarding serving avodah zarah. The varm shebezdin shel yisrael mamisa aleim ben noyach muzaleim, that if a bezdin would be judging a yisrael and they would kill a yisrael based on him doing that action, then regarding that same action, ben noyach would have the same azara and he would be chayiv misa. However, the Brisa continues, Ein Bezin Shel Yisrael Mamisa Aleim and Ben Neich Muzo Aleim, that if a Bezin that was judging Yisrael would not say that he's Chayim Misa, then the Ben Neich would not be Muzo on it at all, and Lemute Mai, and what is this Brisa coming to exclude? Lav Lemute V'chom Shosa V'Dizar V'Leishtach V'La, it must be coming to teach us that since in this case Yisrael would not be Chayim Misa, therefore if a Goy makes an Avedizara, but he doesn't serve the Avedizara, not only would he not be Chayim Misa, but there wouldn't even be an Azara. And the Gemara responds, Amra Papa, Loi, Lumute Gifu Venishuk, that in a Hanami, this Bryce is not teaching us that a Goy will not be Chayiv if he creates an Avodah Zarah, as certainly according to the Manda Omed that learned the Issa for Avodah Zarah from the Lashon of Asu, that he would be Chayiv. And when the Bryce tells us that there are cases where a Goy would not be Chayiv, that refers to hugging or kissing an Avodah Zarah. And Ayin Rashi, Megafe Fu Menashek, Aminu Mimasisin, and as we learn, Adaf Samach Ambez, the Gabi Yisrael in a Nereg, and therefore a Goy doesn't have an Azara. The Gemara continues, Gif of Venishuk to Mai, what type of Gif of Venishuk are we referring to? As Ilema Bechidaka, as if you're going to say this is a Derech as to how to serve this particular Avodah Zarah, then certainly Baktalu, then Yisrael would be Chai Misa, and therefore certainly a Ben Noich would also be Chai Misa, Alamute Shaloi Kedaka, and it must be that this Bryce is telling us that in a case where Yisrael served Avodah Zarah by doing Gif of Venishuk, and it wasn't the derech to serve the Avodah Zarah in this manner, then although certainly there is an issa for Yisrael to do so, but he isn't Chayim Misa. And in that case, the Braisa teaches us that there wouldn't even be an issa, and there wouldn't even be an Azara for a Ben Noach. And Ayin Rashi, Diba Maschel Bechidaka, Shederech Avidosa Bekach, Yisrael Nami, Kol Avodah Shederech Avidosa Bekach, Yisrael Chayim Aleha, Vafilu Derech Bezoyin, Kagoyin Poyer Lepar, Vezoyek Evril Makrilis, Kadamir Masisin, Vyafina Makroi, the Kolshkin Shederech Kovid, the Hulu Kedaka, and the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Tanakama, that how can you say that Dinim is one of Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but Dinim B'nei Noach Hifkid, V'atanya, Esa Mitzvah in Savi Yisrael B'mara, there were 10 Mitzvahs that Kali Yisrael were commanded in Mara, Shavu Shekibu Olein B'nei Noach, the 7 of the Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Noach, V'asif Olein, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu increased on that, Dinim V'Shabbos V'Kibud Ava'im, and the Braisa continues that how do we know that Dinim would have Stavu Mara, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim states, by Yitzhak El Hashem, by Yoreu Hashem Eitz, by Yashik El Amayim, by Yimtiku Amayim, Shom Somli, Choyku Mishpat, Vishom Nisau, and we see Klai Yisrael receive Choyku Mishpat in Mara, and Shabbos Vekivit Avaim, the Chsiv, Kashitzivcha Hashem El Kecha, as in Pasha Veschanon, when we have the Dibur Shniyos, so the Pasuk states, Kashitzivcha Hashem El Kecha, and that refers back to Mara, and Rashi points out, Lekal Amayimba, the Moshe Hava Amalu Ba'avis Mayav, Kashitzivcha Besinai, that maybe Moshe was just repeating and saying over the Aseret HaDibros in Avos Mayev and was referencing the time that they heard on HaSinai and not going back to Mara, as the Moshe Lav Me'ilav Hoyu Rishonim Lehem Mishnah Torah Umazir Mal Mitzisel El Kamisha Kibla Huayel Chayzu Magdlem V'Chol Mashik Kaza B'Divrei Sachrinis Hayikasa B'Luchais V'Chein Sham B'Sinai. And therefore, when it says Kasha Sivcha, that's referring back to Mara. And as the Gemara states, V'Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kasha Sivcha B'Mara. And the Gemara answers, Amar Nachman Amar Ravua Le Nitzcha El Eidah Ve'Edim Vasra. That certainly Dinim is one of the Shav Mitzvah Noach. However, Ben Noach could be judged by one dying, and there's also no din of Edim, and there's also no din of Asra. However, in Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish for Klal Yisrael, the civil procedure of Dinim, and he stated that Klal Yisrael needs to have a Bezdin, and it has to be 3 Dayanim for Dinim Amnes, and 23 Dayanim for Dinim Nefashos, and there's also a requirement for 2 Edim, and there's also a requirement for Asra, B'Techtei Dibor, and Ayin Rashi, Dibor Masala Edim V'Edim V'Asra, V'Chein Itztav Yisrael B'Mara, Li is Donim B'Sanhedrin Shel Chav Gimel Karaminon, Edim Shefetus V'Edim Atzelas, Da'akamoy Ifkubahachi K'delfim L'Kamon, Mikro. And the Gemara continues and states that this can't be pshat, as the Brisa stated that we added on to this dinim, and this is not actually the mitzvah of dinim, but it's actually silver procedure. And as Rashi states, ain elu dinim ela mitzvah dayanim, and therefore l'chayr this can't be what the Brisa means. And Ayin Yad Ramah, who learns a bit different than Rashi, and he explains v'yish emim yehochi mayi sifleim dinim adrab b'nigar mehen, he actually minimized dinim. And therefore, the Gemara explains, when the Brisa stated that the Torah is teaching us that up until now, Bnei Noach were muzar, that they had to have dinim, but at this point, Klal Yisrael was told that they had dinim knasais, and for example, the dinim of Einus Mefata and Meitzi Shemra, and the Gemara is, Akati v'yisifu bidinim mebaylei, that l'chari it shouldn't say, and the Brisa should state Haysifu Bidinim, and as Rashi explains, Bidinim Mibile, then heavy mashma shayfulim bilchas dinim shistabalim kvar, Aval Hashtag Tony with Sifulim Dinim, Mashma Kolchas Dinim Haysifu, and it was the entire category of Dinim. And the Gemara continues, Ela Umrabacha Bayakov, that certainly Dinim were part of the Shavuot Spinach, Ela Nitzcha, Allah Hishabedim, Bechol Pelach Upelach, or Bechol Ear, that at this point in Mara, the Torah is Mechadish Klal Yisrael, that is requirement for Klal Yisrael to set up Bati Dinim in every country and every city. And the Gemara continues and asks, do you think that Bnei Noach were not commanded to set up court systems in different cities? But Vatani, we learned to the Brisa, Kashem Shinistav Yisrael, Lahisha Bati Dinim, Bechol Pelach Upelach, Bechol Ir Ve'ir, Kachnistav Bnei Noach, Lahisha Bati Dinim, Bechol Pelach Upelach, Bechol Ir Ve'ir. Therefore, this can't be what was added on in Mara. And the Gemara responds that although the Tanakhama of our Brisa hold that Dinim is one of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, the Tana of the Brisa that taught us Esav Mitzvahs and Stav Yisrael B'Mara, and the Brisa stated Hayisifu Leim Dinim. So Elam Rava Hay Tana Dvei Menashehu, that this Tana is going like the Tana Dvei Menashe, the Mapik Dach Va'Ayel Sach. That although he holds like the Tana Kama that there are Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, however he takes out Dach, which refers to Dinim as well as Bechas Hashem, and he says that these were not in Stav to Bnei Noach, and instead he adds in Sach, which refers to the Surim of Sirius as well as Klayim, and those were given to Bnei Noach. And therefore, in Chanami, according to the Tana of this Brisa, the first time that Dinim were brought into this world was at the point when Klal Yisrael was in Mara. And as the Gemara continues, the Tana of Menasha, Shavu Mitzvahs Nistav Bnei Noach, Avod Zar, Gilui Rai, Shvichas Damim, Gezel Ve'Ev Menachai, which are the same five as the Tana Kama. However, the Tana of Menasha brings down Sirius and Klayim as the last two of the Shavu Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which of course is Chiluk on Tanakama. This Brisa continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda states, Adam Rishon Le'Nitzdava El Alvei Dezar Bilvad, that although certainly there was Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, however Hashem only told one of the Isurim to Adam Rishon, and he only told him about Alvei Dezar. And as the Pasuk stated in Pashas Bereishis, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam Lema Mikol Itzagon Achol Teichel, and as Rashi explains, Vayitzav Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam regarding Elokim as Elokusa Itziva Elav Ala Adam, they shouldn't switch him for any other god. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Imar, Afal Bechas Hashem, the Adam Rishon was also the Tzava on Bechas Hashem. And as Rashi explains, the Diva Maskel, Afal Bechas Hashem, the Nafgle Nami Melikim, and he also learns it out from the word Elikim, Elikusit Sivalov, Shaloy Kalu, that a person should not curse God, Kirchsiv, as the Paschal Mishpatim states, Elikim Le Sikalel. And finally, the Brisa continues, Vyesh Imim, Afal Adinim, that Adam Rishon was commanded regarding Dinim as well. And once again, Rashi explains, Afa Dinim Melekim Nami Nafka, Yehe Lekusi Alecha, Lias Mayroi Alecha, Velias Mayroi Belipcha, Velay Mayr Bas Vadam Hatis Mishpat, that you should have my fear, and my fear should be in your heart, and you shouldn't be Matam Mishpat, Ki a Mishpat Lelekimu, Kin Mefarash Rav Azal, as we will see that Rav will explain in a moment. And as the Gemara continues, command Azal Hadam Rabbi Yudam Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of Rav. One of the Pasuk states, by Sava Shem Alekim, the Pasuk is telling us that Hashem commanded Adam Rishon regarding Alekim and regarding Alekus, and as he explains, that number one, he told him, Alekim Ani Leisa Kaluni, that I am God and you should not curse me, Alekim Ani Leisa Maruni, and I am the only God and you should not swap me with another God, Alekim Ani Yehe Bayre Alechem, and I am Hashem, and my fear should be on you, and you should make sure that you properly judge people. And as Rashi explains, and the Gemara explains that this member of Rabbi Yehuda named Rav is Kiman, is Kiyeshimim, it's going like the Yeshimim that states that the Pasuk by Yeshava Shalom Akim is not only referring to Avodah Zarah and to Birch Hashem, but it's also referring to Dinim. And before we finish, let's point out the last two Taisis on the Amid, as Taisis states, Esa Mitzvahs, that how can you say that there were 10 Mitzvahs that Klai so received? Tema Ikha Gidan Asha, Lamad Amel, Bani Yaakov Nessa, Umila, Shinitin La Vramavinu, that is also Gidan Asha as well as Mila, and therefore there are really 12 Mitzvahs. And the next Taisis continues that Agamar just brought a Brisa that would be who the holds that Lain Stava El Avei that Adam Rishon was only commanded regarding Avei Dezara, and Taisis points out, Mashin Nesle Basa Ve'itzadas, Leikha Chashev, Lefish Lehain Eglidarius, as those Mitzvahs are not Lain Eglidarius, Vedafka Adam Rishon Kaba, Avam Made Rabbi Huda, Debne Nech the Savo Achamabel, the Arm Per Gedanosh, Rabbi Huda, Gabe Ibmanachai, the Ossi is Ibmanachai, the Chail is the Tumma, Shkini Sur, Noy Bene Noyach, and therefore certainly even Rabbi Huda agrees that the Bnei Noyach had Shav Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, as we pointed out previously when we learned the Gemara, and also the Taisi Rosh points out, Rav Achabai Yaakov explained that when the Brisa stated, Haysifu Leim Dinim, so the Taisi Rosh explains, Hai Mikri Shapa Haysifu Leim Dinim, Ke Haysifu Shiyu Dayonim Zumanim Lachol Mavakish Din, the Inkan Taisi Bedinim Kalinis Aisu Din Chodesh, the Gam Taisi Dayonim Inkan, Yloinis Aisu Ribu Dayonim Lashum Din, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Duran who explains that Rabbi Huda stated in Rav that we learn from the Pasuk of Elikim, the Elikim Ani, Hey Meroy Yolechem, and the Ran explains, Viesh Mefarshim, Hain Re Yonim, Shemitzvah Leim, Lahoshiv De Yonim, Lasakhim Ovis, Belasis Din Bershayim, Val Yodim Meroy Shemayim, Abde Odom, Shalay Yavro Alamitzvah, Befahesiv, Venachanu, and since there will be law and order, so therefore people will not do Isurim, Befahesiv, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.